Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to So Luminous Radio on my favorite show that we do. I'm sitting here with Joni Isinger. She's a psychic channel healer and a dear, dear friend of mine. And we're at a really powerful time in our lives right now. It's, of course, the new year, but it's also on a waxing super blood wolf moon with a full lunar eclipse. So not only are the tides rising, but the waves are crashing. And if you're anything like me and Joni, there are things happening around your life that are probably driving you a little crazy, and things need to be resolved and order put to the chaos. So the supermoon helps us do that because it's so big and its position is closest to the earth, like the closest it ever comes to the earth. So we want to use that power as it pulls on our instincts and our emotions in different situations in our lives to get some guidance, right? We want to know what's bothering us, identify it, and then ask Joni for guidance because she is the bridge, right? She's the bridge from where we are now. She can access that guidance for you because that is her gift, and she is so gifted and so true and so honest. So Joni, just tell us real quick a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to get going on this show.
Sure. And can, even before I introduce, I just want to dovetail what you said. You know, when I was a kid, I would look at the horoscopes, and I think it was Jean Dixon. She had a syndicated horoscope, and I wasn't woke then. And I would read them, and they sounded so similar. Now is your opportunity, or get rid of, or take a look at. And they just seemed so repetitious, and I didn't understand at all. And I understand more today about astrology, but I don't claim to be an astrologer or to be so versed. But I would say to everyone listening that when you read a horoscope or you hear an astrological report or you learn about an eclipse, an equinox, a solstice, a full moon, a new moon, I just listen to advisements. Listen to the description of the power that is involved with that planetary alignment or that event. You don't have to believe, but just listen. Just take it into consideration, because we are all, I believe, we are all affected by these events. And if you do heed advisements, like now's the time to get rid of something, now's the time to make a decision, now's the time to hunker down, if you do follow the advisements, things usually are smoother. The outcomes are clearer. And then if you do make that connection between your action and the outcome, based on your having heeded the advisement, you'll start to laugh. You will find it validating, and you'll see that the universe is supporting us, and that these Jean Dixon syndicated horoscope readings and astrological reports aren't just fortune cookie carbon copies that just keep repeating themselves. They are all different.
Right.
I just wanted to add that.
No, thank you, Joni. Thank you so much. You know, talking a little bit more about the moon, it's also a wolf moon, which is celebrating your soul's truth. So, you know, the lunar eclipse is pushing us into action and decision and making order out of chaos and forcing us to take responsibility. The moon's proximity to the earth is adds fuel to that. And then the wolf moon, though, adds this element of positivity that asks us to celebrate. So if we can just get clear and ask for that guidance, then we're going to be, because we want positive, right? We want validation. We want to get in touch with our own mojo and feel good about where we're going and what we're doing. So that wolf moon brings that aspect. So I just think that that's so important for those of you who are here with us tonight to get as clear as you can. All right. And then, you know, access Joni's gift. I mean, be courageous, call in and she'll help gain you that clarity. If you're not so, she'll, you know, tell you. Well, just call in and she'll tell you what to do. So, Joni, give us a little background for
a little thumbnail. So, my name's Joni Eisinger. I'm originally from Long Island, New York. And I was a social worker in New York City for 10 years. I did individual and group city. Excuse me, group therapy. Boy, do I have it. I'm missing that city. Individual and group therapy with addicts and alcoholics, as well as the mentally ill. Didn't believe in any of this whatsoever. I was religious and did not think that any of this could ever be. I was looking at the observable and reportable. In around 2003, 4, 5, I had a very dark night of the soul. I was chemically sensitive. I was homebound, couldn't open up windows or doors. I was allergic to all medicine. At one point, I could only eat two foods, and I was on my way out. An energy medicine practitioner came on my path and started healing me via alternative medicine, which was not anything I had originally thought I would engage in. I started reading spiritual books, which, again, they were verboten in my world. I was reading Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, anything that was uplifting, nothing of darkness. And as I began reading, I began being gifted with abilities. When people said that they had lost departed ones and pets, my hands started buzzing, and I began doing hands-on healing, and people would stop having issues. And I was able to go in and see into bodies. No, I'm not a healthcare practitioner. This is for entertainment purposes. Please see your healthcare professional. I could jump into other lifetimes. I was channeling departed ones and pets, as I had said, and I began clearing spaces remotely and talking to animals and doing healings on them and doing healings on pregnant women, and the list goes on. And I learned that I was of service, that I am a light worker here to assist people in waking up. And I do this professionally. I wrote David's Guidance, A Book of Light, which is 50 channeled pieces from Jesus, my guide. So Joni the Jew thought that that was pretty darn funny. I lovingly call myself that. No longer religious. I co-created Carry Me Crystals, which is a crystal card deck. I co-authored The Chakra Journey. I have another book that's in the waiting. I've written songs and recorded scratch demos, so I will have a CD that will go out one day. And I love radio. I love restaurant galleries and expos, festivals, parties. And that's my story.
Awesome. Thanks,
Joni. So I'm ready to hit the airwaves.
Okay, so in our pre-show chat, I was just telling, and some of you who know me know that what I posted about having, you know, my chaos this week has been, well, there's different other things, you know, happening, but part of it was two flat tires in 1 week. I mean, both the same problem. I didn't hit a nail. There are two valve stems, but two flat tires. In
Do you want
4 days,
to go in
actually.
Regarding why that happened?
Yeah. Let's start with me.
Let's find out why Michelle got two flat tires in a week. Were they in the same day or two different days?
Two different days, four days apart.
You had to then change all tires, because if you lose one, you have to balance out the front of the back, right?
Well, not. I'll be getting new tires, so no. I mean,
fucked out.
It's the valve stem anyway. So the tires are the same.
Oh,
so
okay. Let me go in. On some level, now, did you feel that you were almost running out of money, but it was a money issue, and then you went, phew?
Yeah.
That was related to this. So you were very concerned about a money issue, and then you realized that you had enough and all was good, but it was combustion. There was fear that was building within you, like that, and then the tire blew. So it's metaphorical. Let me see if there's anything that you could have done differently or if this just was to happen. It just was a natural human occurrence. Okay. So this is they give it like this, but it isn't necessary. I'll just say it first. Worry less and do more. So it's a test of the universe, trusting the universe that all is well. You're very good with checks and balances. You're very good with money, very good, and that the universe has you. The universe is your chassis. So now they're going to give car references. And that it was understandable that you would be concerned and that they're fine-tuning you then. I don't see you as a worrying person. I see you as being human and that you had concerns, but I don't see you in that stereotypical neurotic running around, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, that I don't see you as that. So they're just fine-tuning you and saying, trust. The universe has you, and that the safety net is there, and you're fine. But it was an energy of like an internal combustion, an energy that you had inside, and it manifests itself in the 3D as tires busting.
That's really cool.
And that all is fine. So on a 3D level, other people might say, but wait a minute, her tires might have been good. And they busted anyway. So that's not fair. The universe just screwed her. No, all is well, period. So you could get brand new tires and something could happen and you have to replace them. There's a reason for everything and nothing is a fail. There's an answer for everything. There's meaning in every single thing that happens. Nothing is a waste. Ever. And
so,
I'll stand behind that one.
So the thing, they were the valves, so they were both valve stems on the tires, so the tires didn't need to be replaced. The tires went flat because of the valve stems, and it's curious that they were both valve stems. Four days apart. Isn't that weird?
Your car is an extension of you. It's a consciousness. Everything is alive. Every single thing we see, the air, the water, a dust bunny, a piece of furniture, everything's alive. And a car carries us. A car is a collective consciousness that comes together to carry our physical vessel that houses our spirit.
And I love my Jeep.
I want to marry half of my things that are collectives, that are consciousnesses. My hair dryer. I mean, you know, just the hair dryer. What would I do without a hairdryer? So like my refrigerator, the car. So your car couldn't take it because there was concern that you had and you were bothered by it and it extended itself to the car. And that the universe isn't saying, don't worry, you shouldn't have worried. No, it's just how long do we concern ourselves and when do we let it go? At what point do we just say, I surrender?
Right. Right.
And trust the universe.
Thank
you,
Joni.
So there you go. And you're fine.
Awesome.
And your car is fine. And all is well.
All is well. Okay, so we have a bunch of people here. Hello, everybody. And thank you so much for your openness and courage and desire to be here and receive a gift of healing from Joni. So we're going to get to it.
Let's go.
So the first thing you need to do is press *2 to raise your hand. I'll be able to see that your hand's raised, and then I will unmute you, and you can ask Joni whatever you would like guidance on. So there's a bunch of you here, so I'm hoping that someone – all right. We have someone from Atlanta, Georgia. Let's see. We'll get the last four numbers. It's of your phone is 0317. You are on the air.
Hi, this is Jillian. I'm from Atlanta.
Hi.
And thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. Hi,
thank
Joni.
You for coming.
I listened to you. I'm sorry?
Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Oh, thank you. I've listened to you on other shows, so I was excited to see this pop up on Facebook about this event tonight. I'm having a lot of pain in my shoulders. I think it's a lot of muscular pain, but I don't know if it's included for months. And it's just kind of progressively gotten worse.
Are they both shoulders?
It is both shoulders,
okay.
Yes.
And you say for about a month?
For, well, maybe really about 4 months.
Four. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there something that you're stalling on doing?
Not at the moment, I don't think. I've actually been making a lot of advances spiritually, and I've been, you know, uncovering a lot of old stuff and getting rid of it and releasing a lot of stuff. So I feel like I'm actually maybe moving forward. I felt like I was very stuck previously, but I
feel
like now
I'm... Is there a stop, start? I see your shoulders going forward, and then they're held back, and then you go forward, and then I see them going back. Almost the way someone is rowing in a rowboat, but it's not back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, but it's metaphorical, it's symbolic.
Okay.
And I feel like you went forward, but then you held yourself back or someone held you back. Is there something that you're regretting or you're thinking about where you're going back and thinking about the past and you're trying to release it, but then you get stuck and then you're moving forward and then you think about it again and you're getting stuck?
Well, that had happened, but I felt like that this actually, just like within the last 3 days, I felt like I really made a big move forward and finally released that. But yes, prior to that time, there was, and it was filled with guilt and regret. Those are exactly the words. And, but I felt like I had released that finally.
Okay, so that is good, and you go with your gut. So you could have released it, but the physical vessel experienced something during the time that you had the guilt and the regret. Do you have a glass of water by you?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Do you have a bottle of water, a bottle, anything to sip?
I can get some.
We'll follow you.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll follow you while you get your water. So in the meantime,
mm-hmm.
they say you did all you could.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding the situation, it was okay. And they also say it was time.
Mm-hmm.
It was time. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. It does.
It's okay. They're saying no damage done. They're saying it's okay. They're reassuring you so much. Heaven opens up now, and there's just this cloud of love that just went right over you.
Mm,
I feel like you're going
beautiful.
To feel it.
I do. I feel chills. I'm drinking
right
water,
now?
And I just felt chills. Yeah. And yes, and I felt chills just all over my body. So that's amazing.
Good. They just gave you a love cloud.
Mm.
You are fine. All is well.
Mm-hmm.
And they say nothing is wrong. You did your part. So the shoulders were the, oh, okay, I can deal with it. No, I can't. Oh, okay, I can do it. No, oh. And that's the shoulders. So it's interesting. I see you're putting a little bit of ice on it. And mind you, again, like I said earlier, I'm not a doctor. Please see your healthcare professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. I see you're putting ice on it just a little bit, just like a teeny bit, like, okay, here you go, shoulder, here's a little bit of ice. And then the other shoulder, here's a little bit of ice, because our body also is a consciousness and is alive. We can talk to body parts. You can reassure a body part. You can put your hand over a body part and send love to it to calm it down, because everything is a consciousness that comes together to play a part. Let's see if there's anything more that has to be. So with the regret, do you feel that you need to forgive yourself?
I feel like I already did.
Okay. Do you feel like you need to forgive the person or ask their forgiveness, and they don't have to be alive or in person? It could just be in the ether.
It was my mom, and she's passed over, and I had a conversation with her, and we talked about it, and I feel like everything's good now.
Fine. Have another sip of water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're okay. Do you have I don't know if this is money related and you don't even have to share, but either a dime or a penny I feel will do. That's, I don't know if your mom is coming through, but put either a dime or a penny in your pocket and watch that. There are miracles, okay. And I feel like it's like a lucky penny or a lucky dime. Now, normally when I channel that and I say to have someone put a dime or a penny, usually it's a dime in the pocket, it has to do with prosperity and abundance, and that's,
okay.
That gets people going. But in this case, it's luck. In this case, it's miracles and surprises. It's a penny.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
choose a penny. Maybe there's one in a drawer or a purse, and you either put it in your pocket or pocketbook or the side of your purse, or you have it out where it's a visual reminder. But I just see things happening now that you were waiting for, and they start coming true. And they say it's time. You've done your due diligence. You've gone through a lot. You're tired and a little bit weary, and they are going to assist.
Beautiful.
Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Yes, I've been going through this journey and trying to release a lot of, you know, things from my past, and I feel like I've been doing it really good. And the last one was really more about forgiving myself, you know, the regret and the guilt. I kept going back to it, and it was harder to release. But I felt like Matt, when you're talking about the shoulders going back and forth, that's exactly what it felt like. I kept going back to it, and I couldn't do it. And just a couple of days ago, I felt like I did it.
Hallelujah.
Like I said, I had a conversation
pat
with
yourself
my mom and
on the back. That's a feat. Now, that is a feat. You're okay. Now, do you pray?
Not probably in the traditional, like, Christian
doesn't
way.
Doesn't have to be traditional. Do you do any direct connect?
Direct what?
Direct connect, like Sprint. Like where you just, connect to the divine, to what you believe are the highest of Christ-like consciousness, the loved ones, the ones that are there for us?
Not in general. I haven't been, but I've been trying to. Like when I had that conversation with my mom, that was kind of a new thing for me.
There you go. Okay, it's like that. It's like being quiet and then just imagining that you're opening the top of your head, which is your crown chakra. That's where we connect to all that is, to everything. Make sure you put white light protection around yourself, because when you open up your crown chakra, you could have negative energies come in. So you white light protect, then you open up your crown chakra, and then you just imagine that divine ones are there, and you could have conversations, and you're allowed to ask for peace and miracles, and we can put in our requests. They happen if they're for our highest good. And you can just babble away. I see that assisting you very, very much. Now, are your toes tingling now?
No.
Okay. Something's going to happen with your feet. So you're either going to get, it could be metaphorical, your feet are going to get more in motion. There are things they say that have to be done, and you're going to be scurrying around, and you're going to be elated. You are going to have fun, because you haven't had so much fun. And now you're going to be having fun.
Well, that is my intention for 2019.
What, the fun?
Yeah, the fun and moving around and doing more. And I've been thinking about just getting more physically exercised and even thinking about maybe moving houses. So, you know, a little bit of all kinds of motion going on.
Have it happening. You got that going with your desire. Watch the changes and you're going to have a blast.
Fantastic. Awesome.
Now, I don't know if we're friends on Facebook, but if you want to find me on Facebook, then you'll see all the shows, because you found me on Facebook. I don't know how, but that's good.
Yeah.
And so if you want to, just look me up, Joni Isinger, and then you'll get more information.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Joni.
You're You're welcome. And sip water between now and when you go to sleep. There are only just a few more hours left. But that'll help clear some of what you had inside of you. The shoulders, I see that abating. I don't see I don't see orthopedic stuff. I just see it slowing down, and then these achy whatever, they start going away. I just see love there and peace, and you're releasing.
Wonderful.
You're okay. Cinnamon will help if you like putting cinnamon on things. That'll assist. Lemon in water, that will assist. Maybe even having a little bit of protein now, like a little, I don't know, they say turkey, but whatever you have, a little bit of protein would also assist you now. Because they just, they gave you a love bomb.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That.
It was hefty, so you might need the protein to ground you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Okay. All right, you too, Joni. Blessings.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Okay. All right, Joni. Let's see. So you want to press, I think Carrie Ann is here. Carrie Ann, if you want me to call in, you press star 2 to raise your hand. Let's see. Okay. Here we go. So I am unmuting you now, Carrie Ann. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi. I'm so new to all this technological question answer stuff.
You're doing great,
by the way. I'm good with a phone, but after that, it starts getting weird.
I'm trying to do, like, computer and phone at the same time.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Thank you. It's not really working out that great.
You're doing great, Carrie Ann.
Yeah,
go for it.
Thank you. My question was, I want to know what the next step that I'm supposed to take in order to keep moving forward.
Is there a certain area of your life specifically?
I would say career is probably my top.
Are you working?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go in. Do you delegate responsibilities yet?
No.
That's the next step.
Okay.
There's something with having a few people beside you where you're telling them what to do. Does that make sense for what you do?
Well, I work in a salon, and I actually used to own the salon, and I gave that up last year in order, so now I just booth rent. So I, like, gave up that responsibility.
Do you miss it?
I actually miss being alone.
You miss the what?
Like, being alone and on my own.
Okay. Meaning before you owned the salon?
Well, before I brought other girls in to work with me.
Ah, okay. There's something here about your telling people what to do and being in charge. So you did that, and there's something here about your doing this again.
Okay.
Would you ever consider, I mean, it's interesting because what you're sharing is that you wouldn't want people to necessarily be on board. Did I get that correct?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So Joni, I'm just going to interject a little bit because there is an aspect here that with a kind of a conflict in values and responsibility within the salon.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So is it possible that you wish that it were run better?
Oh, absolutely.
There we
go.
Okay. I would love
Thank you, Michelle, for that interjection. Okay, so that makes complete sense. So you're watching this go awry. Okay, so do you sometimes get laryngitis or a hoarse voice?
Yes, I have one right now.
There you go. That is because of the throat chakra. The throat chakra is the energy center, which has to do with our expressing our truth, our feelings, what we have on our mind. And that you're stifled, you're holding yourself back from because you're watching this take place.
Absolutely.
Now, it was very, do you have a glass of water by you?
I don't. I just had a glass of wine to bring up my courage.
Oh, okay. Okay. When you're home, are you at home?
Yes, I just grabbed my
okay,
water bottle.
Okay, so ultimately, sip water between now and when you go to sleep because that'll help flush negative energies.
Okay.
Okay. So they're not saying that it was a bad thing that you handed over the salon. You know, to someone
okay.
else. They're none of that. They don't go in that direction. They're saying it was important. So you did that because that's what you were guided to do. You are a very responsible person. I see you as an authority. You feel very comfortable in your shoes. But when there are other people that are mishandling, that gets you really, really upset. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, so at some point I see you taking over.
Okay.
I see you're saying, no. Now, I don't know what your contract is. I don't know what your agreement is with whoever is in charge now. I don't know. But it could be a matter of months, and you change it.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean you're going to be doing this forever, but there's about your pride, your integrity, your know-how, and you want it done right. You're able to do this. Right now, it's quote-unquote more of a mess.
Yes.
And you want the people who come in to feel good, not feeling like they feel good. Does that also resonate?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. You want them to be prim, everything, and you want them to listen to. And some of these gals don't give a hoot. And they're not
Definitely.
Being professional.
Definitely.
Someone needs to go. Someone needs to let go.
Okay.
And someone else is harmful. Now, also, is it possible for you to move away from that location where you are, where it's a little noisy in the background?
In that location.
No, I mean where you are right now on the phone with me, because it's a little noisy. It's hard to.
Oh, yeah.
If that's possible.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Honey Pie.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's hard to, like, channel when that's going
yeah.
on because it's like hearing that and you, it becomes a glum. Okay.
I have my grandson this weekend, so.
Yeah. Is he okay? Is there someone else that's
yeah,
with him or
here.
He's entertained?
Yeah.
Okay, bueno. Okay. So how do you feel about returning to being the establishment owner?
I think in the future, I probably would want to be on my own, but
yes.
at this point, in order, I would definitely be more comfortable in this situation if I could tell people how they needed to act or clean.
Yes, and that seems imminent. It's about to happen. I feel like something's going to happen, and you're like, I'm done. Are you allowed to take the reins back? Is it possible legally?
Yes.
Okay, I see it.
Okay.
And then you calm down. Your blood is boiling. You're upset. Are you having problems with your own hair?
No. I just,
or is
I
your
actually...
head hurting or something? It's like your scalp
oh,
or your – is it
oh,
tangling?
Yeah. I have eczema on my scalp right now.
How long has that been going on for?
Quite a while.
Has it been going on since this started?
Yes.
There you go. You're angry.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So it's the blood boiling. It's like take a Looney Tune episode where you see Elmer Fudd with Bugs Bunny and he gets really angry and you see the temperature, the mercury rising and his face starts getting red all the way to the top?
Yes.
Oftentimes people who lose their hair are very, very angry. And it's that metaphor of the blood boiling and they're raging and they get beat red and their scalp feels it, and then the hair follicles are like, you know what, I'm going to just start falling out. In this case, it's eczema. So
yeah,
same thing. So watch your life change. Watch what happens. I see less hoarseness. I see the eczema, like, disappearing.
Great.
When you change that, the outcome changes in the salon, and then you feel better. It's your baby.
Yes.
This is your baby, your creation, and someone's not understanding how it can be fruitful and it can multiply and everything. And you're like, no, this is the way we do things. You're a teacher. You're an authority. And there are people who need to see the way things are done so they can learn right from wrong.
Okay.
That's your job. And then ultimately... No. Would you do weddings alone?
I have in the past. It's not something that I do much at this point.
Okay, because the alone, in terms of wanting to, you would rather work alone. Would you?
Yeah.
Do you have anything in mind?
I actually thought about like putting something on my property.
Mean like hair?
Yes.
Well, you're doing it yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then my only other thing.
In a few months, I see you're done. I see you grab this salon and you get it. You just change it around. You just get it tip top. I think someone goes, another one gets a talking to. Someone I feel is lying.
Okay.
Watch the tip drawer.
Okay.
This is Cucamonga, okay? Cucamonga, what's gone on. And then maybe in about a year, you say, okay, there might be a dear friend that you give it to or you sell it. But it's going to not be harmed. It will be a beautiful establishment that gets transferred to a rightful owner.
Okay.
This is all a learning opportunity for you, and that you can ask yourself after this call, you ask yourself without judgment. This isn't, they don't want us to blame ourselves and say, oh, I should never have handed it over to so and so. I shouldn't have trusted so, none of that. All that they ask, because this is an earth school, is you just ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Don't put a report card grade on yourself because all's perfect. If you can come up with one answer as to how you grew, what your soul growth opportunity is, it's a win.
Okay.
And if you come up with more, fantastic.
Great.
Your life is a really cool life. Sometimes there are bumps along the way and you get through it. I would steer clear of resentment and blame, guilt, shame, regret, all of that. Move more to that spiritual part of, well, there's some, just like when I went in about Michelle's flat tire, there's some darn reason for the flat tires. It's the same thing. There's some darn reason why you had a bump in the road for something. And then you might not know right then why something happens, but rather than go to a place of, oh my God, and like it's a bad thing, go, okay, I don't know why that happened, but there's some reason, and hopefully I'm going to find out in this lifetime before I
Perfect.
Go.
Perfect.
You're good, honey.
Can I ask a question, like, about Carrie and while she's here for her?
Yeah.
So... That was a great reading, but I just feel like, does Carrie Ann have, like, I just feel that she has so much to offer, kind of blending the spirituality aspect with her hair, you know, with doing hair and everything. She's working at the crown chakra. And I think that she's like, that's, I get the strong feeling that is where she
so
needs to go.
So many hairstylists, and they all, it's just amazing. There are so many of them that are spiritual and they're working at the crown chakra. They're putting in information. So let's see what you're doing. When you are with someone and you are with their head, their hair, you are very precise and you are trying to get it right. Does that sound like you?
Yes.
When you are role modeling that, your devotion, you are imparting to them in a way that you are hoping that they also do that as well with their lives. You listen to their stories, you share your stories, you have integrity, and you want people to live to their highest potential. And so the manner in which you work is a role model, and the way that you speak to the patrons is with such respect and honor that for the people who don't feel good that day, or they don't even feel good about themselves, you're making them feel a certain way so they honor themselves and have integrity and work on themselves and in their lives with precision and grace.
There we go.
Ding, ding, ding.
I told you.
Well, that makes me feel great.
That's awesome.
And you know what, honey? You didn't need wine for me. You're a tough cookie. You didn't need any wine.
Well, she has a grandson there, too, so maybe she needs a little.
I don't give any doom and gloom. I don't give that stuff.
Oh, that's too funny.
Have a wonderful life.
Thank you so much.
You're
Marianne,
welcome. Find me on Facebook,
you.
Too. Friend me on Facebook, and you'll know more. You'll get the shows and everything.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Have
Carrie.
A great night.
Good job.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was awesome. Oh,
I'm
my
so
God.
Glad.
Okay. So, let's see. We have one more person here if they would like to raise their hand as we finish up for the last 15 minutes of the show. Kate, if you want me to call
that
on you,
press
star 2 to raise your hand.
Way to start off the new year.
Oh, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I miss you.
Oh, my. I miss you, too. I'm in Washington, D.C. right now.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you called in. All right. Here we go. Go ahead, Joni.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, honey pie.
I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
Okay. Are you stuck?
I don't think so. I think I'm just in a waiting pattern.
Is there a certain area that you're waiting for, about?
I think my career, my house, my living. I just got a puppy, so that unstuck me a lot and freed up a lot of space and, joy, and it's been the best thing I've done for myself in a long, long time. But I feel like maybe I'm just bored.
I have a question for you. Are you the good girl that's taking care of everyone and you've been on overdrive?
Oh, yeah. For I've got a year and a half and my daughter graduates from high school.
Uh-huh. You're on work stoppage right now.
Yeah, I actually just reduced my schedule.
There you go.
Walked.
This is not a coincidence, and this is part of it's just what you want. You might not feel comfortable, but maybe your higher self set this up. You're not to be doing much. It's like, I don't want to say molasses. It's more stagnant, blah. It's blah.
Yeah.
But you've been on overdrive, and that this is your soul balancing out by going in the other direction so you ultimately return to center. You couldn't continue at the rate in which you were operating. It was too much.
No, and so it pushed me off the wall, and I think
right.
last time.
You went from overdrive to boredom, correct?
Yeah.
Blah. Now you're in the blah category. You're just like, what's going on, right?
Right.
So you went from one place to the other, and that's okay because you're going to hit center. Don't worry.
Okay.
Right now I see it like 52 card pickup where you have the cards in the air and they haven't come down yet. And you're like, okay, already. Like
right.
I'm waiting. You will ultimately return. Give it a few months.
Okay.
I get about May. By about May, feels more comfortable. Not
okay.
now. June, I feel you're much more solid. Are you eating enough?
Probably not. I never do.
Yeah, you need to eat a little bit more because your electrolytes get weird, and you get a little bit weird in the head.
Time. Probably.
Yeah, like
well, I'm actually at a class. It's called Touching the Brain, so I'm at a head class right now.
Mm.
Yeah, to do work on the head. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't surprise me at all if I need a little
mm-hmm.
electrolyte.
You need
for my brain.
Even your electrolyte, like I feel like you need a little bit of juice.
Yep, I had juice this morning. That's really
did you have
funny.
Orange juice?
I did.
Good. That's very, very good.
I also had pineapple.
Good. And it's interesting. They want you to drink from a straw. They would rather have you slow down your drinking with the juice. They'd rather have sips. Very interesting.
Oh.
I don't think you do things in moderation. Does that make sense? You're a full gusto
mm-hmm.
woman? Quite passionate? They're saying the word moderation, so I don't know if this is thoughts or actions.
Oh, probably thoughts.
Okay. So
my mind is definitely running a million miles an hour.
Yeah. So then there's the center again. Because if you were on overdrive and doing a lot, now you're in the stagnation. The universe, your higher self, both, they conspire with us. You're moved over into the other extreme now to get to center. So that's actions. The thoughts also, if you're on overdrive with the thoughts, you could possibly, God forbid, the universe and your higher self might conspire to calm you down by having you go in the other. What's that? That could be forgetfulness or brain fog. We don't want that. So they use the word moderation. So your job is to just take a look at how you might push yourself or expect a lot from yourself. You're doing a lot. You're in motion, but you can slow down a little bit, and it doesn't mean that things won't get done. You're a very happy person. I see contentment, and the world is your oyster, and you want so much, and that's great. That's the way you operate. That's your essence. But it also takes a little bit of a toll on you. What do you think of everything that they said?
Well, we just lost her, Joni.
We lost DC.
Yeah.
We lost Kate in DC.
She might call back.
She'll call back.
Yeah. Let's see.
She'll call back. Either she was in motion and the call dropped, or she might have lost power with her phone.
Yeah, possibly. So, Kate, what you were saying is like spot on. So what I was getting as you were doing her reading, knowing her, and she's a client of mine, and she's a body and an energy worker. She's amazing. Is that she would work so much, and she had a bad fall and a very bad concussion, which ultimately made her stop working so much. And so you saying that, and I know that she's okay with this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for her. Her thoughts didn't stop, but she kind of made her body stop. So she cut down on her schedule,
mm-hmm.
but her brain and her mind didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is like, oh, here, she just texted me, phone cut me off and won't let me back on. Oh my God, I guess I really am supposed to pause.
Wow. Can she hear the show?
She's just on her phone, so I don't think so.
Okay. So you could text her back and you could tell her to listen to the podcast for the rest of it.
I am. All right. So
yeah, so while you're doing that, I'll just finish that up so she can, you know, fast forward in the podcast to the end so she can hear more.
Yep. So go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going so she can listen to the rest another time. She has full control of her life. Her thought patterns are fine. She's goal-directed. She's making wonderful memories. This is just a blip in her story. All is well. She didn't make a mess. So she wonders whether she might have made a mess. That's not so. That is an untruth. And she can eliminate that from her mind. And she'll see things pick up. Right now, no. In a little while, they will. And she'll be off and running again. But she, again, there's moderation that needs to be addressed in the areas of her life where she thinks that she might go full gusto and not rest. So that's what they say.
And that time frame matches perfectly with her daughter's graduation going off to school. We said May and June. You know, she's awesome.
So glad she called. Yay, Kate, you called. Sorry about the drop, but
she's excited.
Your voice,
says, oh my God,
reading.
Okay. So that's awesome. That's it. So see, everyone, the universe does have your back and it intervenes the way it needs to. And
right.
We had some really super courageous callers tonight. I loved it.
Thank you, everyone, for calling.
Oh my God. So good. Like, so great. So this is also available on replay. It will be posted on soul-luminous.com, so you can get it there. Or Joni on your website.
On my website, I'll have that up. That'll be on joniswhitelighthealing.com, and it'll be under media radio. So when you go on the scroll bar at the top, and then you go on media, it'll drop down, and then you put the cursor over radio, and you'll see the podcast.
Awesome. So you have two ways to access that, and I will also post the replay link on my Facebook page as well, and share it with you, Joni, so you can do the same thing. And so this is people. Just as a reminder for those of you who are listening to the replay or who have attended tonight's podcast, that every person who asks a question concerning themselves and asking for guidance, it serves everybody. And it will rustle up things within yourself hearing someone else's reading that is going to be good for you and give you your own guidance. I will say that with every single reading tonight, I got goosebumps.
Mm.
And I'm so glad that with some of you that I do know you, I could offer a little bit of clarity and confirmation for you, Joni, because that makes it even stronger. Like it makes it so awesome that you can get the immediate feedback. And some people are shy, and but this is all for you. So harness that guidance that you got tonight. Harness the energy of the supermoon that is waxing. That means it's building up. So you can be super clear on the night of that eclipse to eclipse any misdoing for yourself, eclipse your past that you don't like, so you can step into a new and better future for yourself right away. So, Joni, thank you.
I want to thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
It was wonderful.
It's one of my favorite things.
And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Joni. And thank you, everybody, so much for coming tonight. And again, you can listen to the replay. Re-listen, because you're going to hear stuff, because you're nervous when you get your reading. So you're going to want to re-listen to this. And then I encourage everyone to share when we post for our next show is actually February
12th,
6 o'clock, a Tuesday night. It's going to be our Valentine's Day show.
Oh, yeah.
Couple of days before Valentine's Day in that week. So that's a good one. So get your love questions in line and share our show. I'll post a link this weekend on the website so you guys can share that. And then lastly, I encourage you to visit Joni's website, joniswhitelighthealing.com, because this is her gift to you, but she also does this for a living. And if you liked the short gift you got tonight, her clarity guidance and your reading, then you will love spending an hour with her that's dedicated solely to you, that's in the privacy of your own phone.
Thank you. I do 15 minute, half hour, hour. Just
awesome.
Contact me and we could set something up.
Yeah, because you're spot on, Joni. You really are. And just
thank you.
People follow up with it, take the next step and just go to Joni for your own private consult, because she will definitely guide you in the right direction. That's for darn sure. So, Joni, once again, thank you and Happy New Year, everybody. And we'll see you next month, February 12th. Thank you.